because you'll notice that the car is not extremely hot.
I feel like it's more like a, I got to get out of here because the law's quick on my tail. Them Duke boys is at it again.
Where
you like just jump in the window.
Little known fact.
Welcome to Sitsack, everyone. Sorry.
This is Kendrick.
This is Kyle.
Many cars.
He did everything but mine.
I'm sorry.
Son of a bitch.
Sorry.
These cars.
Many cars have the option to, when you hold down the unlock button on the keyless entry, for way longer than you think you ought to, it will start to roll the windows down for you. This is so that as you walk up towards your heated car, you let all the hot air out by the time you get into it.
I wonder if my car does that.
It might. I didn't know this did this until my dad just did it one day. And I was like, well,
shit. Dad's like, check this out. I'm about to school you.
That's basically like, what he did, but he did that in old school terminology.
Where he's like, allow me to school with thee. I'm pretty sure it was the school.
Check this out.
Check this shit out.
Yeah.
Except for your dad doesn't curse that much, does he?
Not that.
Probably shouldn't talk about one of the two of our
anyway, hi everybody. We're talking about stuff today. I think the Overwatch conversation's done.
Yeah, I think we sufficiently killed the Overwatch conversation.
Last week.
Yeah, we killed it last week. Wink. Winky blinky.
Winky blinky.
So that's done. It's dead in the water,
dead,
if you will.
Not in the water, but dead and buried.
Somebody shot it from across the map, and then the conversation saw itself die.
And then got hurt and canceled out of the kill cam.
And they pressed escape as fast as they could.
Nope, they deleted the kill cam from the server.
So today I want to talk about using TeamViewer to play Overwatch from work.
The problem with that mostly is that the lag is simply unconscionable.
Actually, that's an interesting... we should talk about the evolution of... or you should, rather, talk about the evolution of, like, internet gaming and how... That like article you read, let's kind of summarize that and talk about that.
Which article? From back when?
The one that we talked about this morning where, like, this is how ping works and this is how, like, guesses where you're at and things like that.
Well, it's kind of interesting because just from a sort of philosophical sense, that's a word, look it up. The idea of online gaming is very similar to any other kind of game interaction with multiple players that aren't accountable for keeping track of what they're doing. Like, if you're playing a board game, right? Mm-hmm. Everyone's got their board. Everyone's sharing a board.
Yeah.
You're all in front of each other. Everyone's got their spot. But if someone's doing some shenanigans, you can look and be like, hey, buddy, what are you doing? Like, you didn't have that many heart tokens, or you didn't, what are you doing there? You can kind of call each other out, right?
Yeah.
Well, when you're playing online, it's the equivalent of playing a board game, but sending letters to each other saying, oh, yeah, I did
this. That's crazy, because they actually used to do that with Diplomacy. Like, this game, I mean, I don't know if any of you have heard of the Diplomacy game, but basically, the turns would take so long that you could do it over email or over mail, where, like, you send in your moves, and that's the move that happens at that month for every month or week or whatever, right?
Yeah.
So that's kind of cool.
But the concept is, it's like that, but no one's keeping track of the stuff you have. So you'd be like, I totally just went and owned this place. But you can't have made that move because you weren't there. Yeah, I was. Okay. No, I'm pretty sure. Like, on my board here, your piece wasn't there. Well, you're wrong.
Are you going Wadsworth or are you going...
I'm going Wadsworth, but okay. I'm trusting that these people are all idiots.
An interesting strategy. Let's see if it works out for him, Cotton.
Bold move, Cotton. Let's see how that pans out.
Kendrick's driving, so we're pausing the conversation.
Yeah, we're driving. I'm passing people. They were dumb. Now I'm in front.
They're still dumb, though.
Winning.
Even though he's in front.
Basically, that notion of trust came up, which is the biggest thing. Because if you've got multiple games, okay. So let's stop for a moment and talk about how games work. Games are loops. They're just big old loops, running forever, saying now I'm over here, now I'm over there, now whatever. Right? Like that's what you're doing. You're moving forward. Your character's position's being updated in whatever central memory. Stuff happens from there, right? Well, when you're playing a game, the game itself limits your ability to move around, right? So that's what's stopping you from just instantaneously teleporting is the game software.
Okay.
Well, if you hack that, then you're just playing a hacked game. Good for you.
Which allows you to, like, teleport around. And
yeah, if you wanted to, that'd be cool. And on a single-player game, good for you.
Knock and have bullets money. That, like, kill people in one shot, even though you usually have to shoot five or something.
Yeah, like I mean, you can hack your game and do that. Cool, good for you. But when you're playing online, you don't really want to let that shit fly, right? So if you let people just run a hacked client, because at the end of the day, the system communicates with you, and I mean, client communicates with server and says, yeah, I'm over there. And server's like, cool, you're over there now. and it doesn't know whether it's a legitimate client or a hacked client, right? Like, that's, yeah. it can't know.
Yeah, because there's no way for it to tell unless it checks against the rules that it has or something like
right.
that.
Right, and so that was the initial problem was, oh, whatever. It can't know the difference between someone who says, I'm this guy, I seg over there, and someone who says, who's a fake piece of software, telling you the same thing, right?
Yeah.
So, in that light, the issue became how to secure the server against cheats.
Fucking cheaters.
Without compromising the game itself. Right? Because if to use that letter thing, if you wrote a note every time you did a thing in a first-person shooter, the game would be very dull. You send an email saying, I would like to move over here. And then it comes back and says, you've moved over there. I would like to... You've been shot. God damn it.
Son of a bitch. I didn't even realize.
So, there's this... That's the extreme. Totally uncheat-proof.
And that kind of directly relates to, like, ping back.
Yeah,
and
that's totally like that, cheat-proof, like, but really annoying.
I can
annoying.
Send letters quicker to the server than Kendrick can send letters to the server because he's, like, got a better mail service or has envelopes in his house versus me having to buy one every time or something. Okay, cool,
yeah.
cool.
So, that, that's farcical, obviously, but the
No,
the
it's premise, real. Everything, premise, internet is tubes.
Well, they did make an internet over carrier pigeon once. Look that up at home.
Kids.
Yeah. But, no. So, the premise here was primarily that when you're playing a game at home, if someone hacks it, nobody cares, right? Good for you. Whatever. But when you're pushing it to multiple players, all of a sudden, you want to prevent that shit. You don't want people to be able to cheat, fuck things up. So, you can't really have clients be reporting where their avatar has moved. Like, I'm totally over there. That's really, like, you look at that for 5 minutes, you're like, someone's gonna cheat. Like, that's too easy.
Yeah, like, it's in the human nature to see if you can break that.
I mean, like has anybody played any of, Elder Scrolls game ever?
Yeah, so we're gonna wait till you guys respond to that question before we go the rest of this podcast. And that was great.
Good
so,
enough.
Those responses
I mean, like,
were really dumb.
Think about it. Anyone who's played, I remember playing Elder Scrolls Oblivion back in the day. I think it was Oblivion. Where it was like, hey, I played for 15 minutes because I got it for free. I was like, this is cool. Immediately punched in a cheat code, immediately died, put the game down forever. But the point was, nobody really cares what you mod or cheat on a game you're playing by yourself.
Well, yeah, that's why people have so many modded modes in games that aren't, like, competitively
right.
online or regulated online.
But
like, you still have, like, mods for, like, Killing Floor and things like that, too, don't they?
Yeah, no, they have mods for anything. Okay. But it's when you're playing on a modded server, you know you're on a modded
Blizzard
server.
Blizzard doesn't
right?
allow that. Like, you can't do that with Overwatch. Or
well, they don't.
Like
they
that,
didn't
right?
allow an official mod service.
Okay.
I'm sure there are
illicit
mods.
CS2 had a shitload of them.
Yeah, it did.
Okay.
People created their own game modes in TF2.
Okay.
Shit got weird.
Blizzard likes to control their stuff a lot more.
Well,
so.
it is and it isn't. I mean, TF2 was also a flagship for the Source engine.
Oh, that's true. Yeah.
So they were
right.
trying to show all the things you can do. So someone was like, hey, can you customize this?
It originally
this?
Came in the
like,
orange yeah. box, didn't it?
Yeah.
Which was like Half-Life 2,
yeah.
All Portal.
All Source stuff.
Team Force. Yeah, okay. So, back to the lying, people lying about
so
where they're at.
So, the premise was, instead of saying...
Did it. Okay, what? You're good.
I'm good. That light's been green for about an hour and a half, so.
Instead of people saying...
Instead of the system, the client, reporting its location, like, I'm over here now I'm over there, and you just spontaneously teleporting around the map and headshotting people for no reason. It was instead saying, this player attempts to move this way. That's basically what it was, like, I'm moving over here, I'm over there... It was essentially sending the controls from the keyboard and mouse to the server.
Okay.
And then the server would decide whether it was acceptable or not, whether you hit a wall.
So, like,
you
if
miss.
You're up against a wall and you're pressing forward, mm-hmm. it's like, no, 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 no.
Yeah,
and
you're
you
sending,
your,
like,
yeah,
you the client says, yeah, player moves forward. The server's like, cool, can't. Dummy.
Okay. So
dummy.
Then, it, like, on your screen, it shows you, nope, you're not moving through this wall today.
Yeah. Now, the problem there is if you wait for each time the server does something to respond, then you're going to have visual lag between when you hit the forward button and when your character moves forward, and then when you let go to when your character stops, right? Mm-hmm. So, that lag is annoying and unplayable.
And is exactly, and he's that's just normal, like, lag. You guys have all experienced lag.
No, this is actually more than what anybody's ever experienced, because these games never existed.
Okay. Well, like, I kind of feel that way, where, like, sometimes I'll press forward and it won't actually move forward, and then I'll go to the right, and I'm
right.
like, wait.
But your character will
right
start moving, but won't move?
Yeah, okay. Okay, I get you.
If you've ever played, and this is when TeamViewer is obvious, like if you hit forward, it takes a moment to register.
Any actual computer projection software, if you try to run it from the screen you're projecting on instead of the actual computer source or source computer, you'll notice this, where you're like, fuck, it's hard to control this mouse when I'm on this projector, but not when I'm looking at my screen.
Because it's
slow. Yeah, because it lags behind you.
And that lag is what you'd get with a server, but more so.
So all of you should just play on projectors and train your body and mind. That's the lesson.
Get good scrubs.
Yeah, okay. So.
Get good scrubs.
He said it louder into the mic in case you didn't hear it the first time.
Scrubs. Get good, y'all. Yeah.
All right.
So obviously that's untenable. So what we did was we created a method. Hold on. Okay. We created a method. It's all right, everybody. Where the client.
That's me.
Would render how the character was moving based off what you thought you were doing, while simultaneously sending the information to the server. The server would then decide if you could go there or not, and then tell the client whether you did that, whether it worked. And so that cycle was happening. And where you see lag, and this is actually how a lot of these games work now, in principle. Where you see lag is when that time between those is off, like packets are dropped, or it takes too long. So you're running forward, and you've hit the end of where your predictive little thing can go, and you can't, like, it runs and
moving.
It's waiting. And that's where you run forward a few steps, and all of a sudden you're frozen, but you're running, but you're not moving.
Or, like, if you're trying to get around a corner strafing, and you press the strafe key, and you move, and then all of a sudden you can't move anymore because you're in front of the thing again. Like, it told you were going that way, but that's a shorter version of that lag, where you're, like, going to the right, and then you're there, and you're like, fuck, what happened?
Exactly. And
you didn't actually send those.
Your client is struggling to keep up with what the server is supplying, or vice versa. So usually it's that when you're sending messages, they're not getting back to you in time.
Mm-hmm.
And so your client's like, duh, I don't know what's going on. Or your client gets back something that's like, you can't move forward anymore. You're like, okay, so I guess I'll stop the player here. Or the server comes back with, no, this is your player's position. So when you run off, all of a sudden you snap back. That's where you have internet connection issues, where your client said he's moving this way. That message never made it to the server, so the server's like, no, Bunkin, you're sitting there. That's where when you run forward and all of a sudden you snap back, that's usually what causes that sort of behavior, is where either the server rejected what you said for some internal glitch, or the connectivity issues prevented that from getting there.
So you moved visually further than you could have moved because the
even
server
even moved. That you could or couldn't have moved, but that message never made it to the server.
Okay.
So you all of a sudden snap back and you're like, what the fuck? And it's like, well, your internet dropped those packets.
So that's kind of the reason why lag is simultaneously incredibly frustrating, but really, really funny.
Because
you can, if you master it, rather, if you had some kind of lag that was constant, you could understand things about your computer that, like, you know, okay, like when I see this, I can do this, and I'm not actually here, but I'm here, and it could be really interesting, I think, but I don't think it's really useful.
Well, one of the things that's most interesting about this is where the thresholds are, because it's all about thresholds, right? Where, how much of a lag, how much of a hesitation is acceptable for players, mm-hmm. right? And there's been a lot of research done in this, and unfortunately, I don't have any of the hard numbers in front of me, because there's a car in front of me, and around me, behind me, to the left of me, to the
there's
right.
There's a car.
Of me.
He's in a car.
Not above me, but there's a car roof above me. There's cars.
I didn't know they were differentiated that way.
Oh, there's that car and that car.
That car's roof is not above you?
No, but that car is in front of me.
Okay.
TBD. So there are acceptable parameters for lag time and for what feels like control time, where honestly your client's lying to you when it says, oh, you move it over there. It's like, hey, move it over there. Is that cool? Okay, it's cool. You move it over there. Is that cool? Okay, it's cool. Like it's basically just lying to you. And it just so happens to be pretty close to true, because they found that sweet spot between lagging your system and showing you wrong data, right?
Yeah.
What's interesting is that transcends all computer interfaces, is the lag time. Choosing between a lag time and lying to you.
But it's like so, I mean, you're talking about like microseconds, right? Like that's
milliseconds.
Milliseconds, okay.
On the order of tens to hundreds of milliseconds, to be honest. So I guess microseconds would probably be the best unit, but we tend to think of them in milliseconds because that's usually the smallest unit we have available.
Okay.
So we tend to think in terms of tens to hundreds of milliseconds.
And so, like, it's stuff that's not really that noticeable unless you're actually having, like, spikes of lag or internet issues.
Yeah, one of the things I know, I think it's audio. If there's an audio delay from visual, like watching someone speak, if the audio is more than 300 milliseconds delayed, so a third of a second. No, it's less than that. It's 200 milliseconds. If there's more of a 200 millisecond delay between the audio or offset between the audio and the video, it makes you uncomfortable and you will not enjoy it.
Huh.
So that's one of the interesting issues with audio in particular. And I don't know how that relates necessarily to control schemes in video games, but it's probably not far off.
Okay.
Because that gets, like, bothersome. Less than that, and you might notice, but it doesn't really affect you.
So, like...
More than that, and it's just annoying.
So there's games nowadays that... You, like, Blizzard has a decent amount of these since we're in the Blizzard boat right now. Like, Diablo. Single-player game, completely no necessity for it to be online, but you can't play without it online. So, I don't know if you know about this or the reasoning behind it, probably not, but in a game like that, what's the mentality there?
Huh? I can speculate.
The mentality there, I believe, was because they wanted you to check in with Blizzard.net before you played their game, right? Like,
the biggest thing usually is, don't know my abbreviation, security.
Okay, so make sure that you're actually you when you go in
to
play the
game. To make sure you have a license.
Yeah, okay. So, there's sometimes lag issues with that game, though. So, like, I'm wondering if maybe that's, like, something that's rendered on the server side instead of
like
the
Like, what kind of lag issues?
Like, you'll go... I mean, the same type of shit you'll see, like, in most games is, like... I at least I've experienced some of it. Like, when you're about to disconnect, you can tell because, like, you are moving forward and then you'll jump back, right? And then you'll, like, go to attack, and you'll, like, get stuck attacking in the same attack, like, over and over
that
again
is weird.
For 20 minutes. So I'm, like, wondering, like, what similarities a single-player...
I would not expect that from a single-player game.
But it is a game that has to run online, so I'm wondering if, like, there has to be some type of checking communication with BlizzNet or, like, with the servers or something, you know?
Is there an online... Are there servers that you connect to?
Oh, yeah, maybe that's what it is, because if you're in the online, like, player mode, like, when you're playing with other people, like, that's where you get the lag.
Well, if you're online...
Yeah, that's fair. Because then you're doing the same thing that you normally do. Yeah, that's fair. Okay. Maybe I choose that.
One of the weird things is, like, games that have online modes are kind of, again, faking you out. Because if you have an online mode and an offline mode, there's actually tremendous differences in what's happening.
Yeah, they just look the same.
They just go to careful pains to make them appear similar.
Fair enough. So, like, popping in and out of an online... So, like, you're playing a game and someone joins your game. It completely shifts, like, what's happening in the background. But
if you're
like,
playing a game and someone joined your game, if that's a game that allows that, there's probably a server somewhere involved
okay.
here.
Maybe that's why it does it then.
Can you be playing a game of
Diablo
and then people will just jump in?
Yeah.
Well, what might
happen
there...
That's the whole Diablo's minions are growing stronger joke. Like, you play a game and, like, then people will join and you're like, whoa, okay. I was playing alone, now I'm playing with someone else.
Gotcha. So, there's two things that can happen there. One, if there's a server running it, I don't know. About that game off the top of my head, I've never played it. As a rule, I've avoided those games.
What? This is like Borderlands, man.
Exactly.
Oh. It's nothing like Borderlands.
It's an addiction thing.
You're an addiction.
Hmm? I'm addiction. Shun dicks.
He doesn't like them, people.
Shun them.
You got a dick in his face. He shuns it. He's brushing his shoulders off right now. Yeah. So, just so you know.
And then dicks off my shoulders.
Okay, fair enough.
If that's the case, there's that. Otherwise, it could be that you're hosting the game, and then the other person's connecting to yours, so you're the server.
Can you explain that to our listeners and me a little bit about, like, the difference between, like, someone hosting and their personal internet versus being hosted on a server?
The practical aspect is the same. One system is the system of record. It's the server that hosts all of the game logic. Everyone else has to check in with you to make sure that their moves and their actions were okay.
So when we play, like, Torchlight, and, like, you start a game and we all join your game, that's kind of like your...
Typically, that's... It would then be... If for games I'm aware of, my game's running the server, your games are connecting to it.
Okay.
Now, having said that, Torchlight may not have the same... may have a different system. The system I described was a server-client interaction, like a paradigm or
sure.
architecture.
But that's usually how it has to go, right? It's one person has to be running the game.
There is another way you can solve this problem, which is a distributed peer-to-peer based system.
Okay.
How long are we jabber-jabber?
20 minutes.
Okay. Yeah, plenty of time. Yeah, now you're brushing your shoulders off.
It's because I actually have dandruff.
So. Oh.
It won't go well.
Okay.
Okay.
So, the other thing would be a distributed peer-to-peer system, right? So, in that sense, no one person has the server. Though I think Torchlight may not have this because I'm pretty sure someone was at least hosting
it. Isn't P2P like what like Napster used to use, or what torrent
servers? Yes, because there's no server. Well, okay. Everyone is a server and everyone's a client. Yeah. Is what it is. Okay. Because there's always a server, but in this case, there's no quote unquote server. What it would mean from a practical aspect is, instead of one person having the system of record, everybody's running their own game, and the interactions of each other's players are reporting back to you.
Okay.
Which might be how Torchlight 2 works. Or it might also be how Diablo works. Because what happens is you're connected to other players, and the other players say, my character moves here, my character moves here, my character moves there. And your system might be like, dogging. It doesn't necessarily have the authority to stop you from moving, mm-hmm. but in that sense, cheating wouldn't be as advantageous because you're all on the same side.
Yeah.
So people, I'd be curious to see what the cheat rates for Torchlight 2 are.
Well, people who want to like just get free drops, I think it's more of like a loot cheat, less of like sure. a game cheat.
And I'm not sure if they're even policing it. They probably are to some extent, but
I don't see why they would. Oopsies.
Sorry. People are like, oh my god, let's stop short. Stop short and crawl.
So how would this be different from like, so how is doing it on a PC over like an internet network, like a network of internet tubes, you know?
And an internet. That man's dead.
Huh? What man?
Ted Stevens, he's dead.
I don't know if I know Ted Stevens.
My assistant sent me an internet on Thursday, and I didn't get it until Monday. It's not a dump truck. It's a series of tubes.
So how will we do this? How does lag and like connection issues work when you're talking about local networks versus like internet networks? Like, is there still like some semblance or some idea of
it's
a type
the same
of lag
structure?
Or... Okay,
but over a local network, the lag differences are largely unnoticeable.
And so when I play Monster Hunter with Garian and Kent and Aaron, sorry, you don't play Monster Hunter. Is that more of like a P2P thing, you think?
Or I would expect that to be a P2P, but I don't know what the architecture is.
Well,
they may have
a
server.
Okay. But that means that we'd all have to be connected to that.
You'd all be connected to the same server somewhere.
But if there's an actual local option, it's probably more like a...
Well, what you can do is get a local area network that's not connected to the internet and see how it works.
Yeah, and actually I think the DS has the capacity to do that.
Ad hoc networks?
Yeah, ad hoc networking where like you...
And does that game work? For that?
Yeah, I think so.
Then I would wager that each player is hosting their own game and then you're transmitting what your character... Well, in that sense, you have more control over the client, so the assumption is that the client's secure, I would wager.
Okay.
So what you can do is let each client simply... They're trusted, so they can update their positions in each other's systems.
Okay.
Painlessly.
And it's very, very seamless, obviously.
Yeah, so you can be like, my character's over there now, and that's my... Maybe you might see a guy jump over there because of a connection issue, but he's not doing anything that he couldn't do on his own system.
Okay, yeah.
Like, you might all of a sudden see a bit of a skip, and then all of a sudden the boss is weakened, and then the dude's over there because he hit him and ran him around. So it would transmit all that stuff to you, but...
Okay, cool.
It wouldn't be like a guy teleported an impossible distance.
So, I don't know any more follow-up questions for this topic. So, like, I'm trying to think of things that we can talk about with lag. I just know that anytime I think of lag, I think of, like, Pure Pwnage. Have you ever watched that?
No.
It's this weird Canadian show with this guy named Kyle. It's not me.
Are you sure it's not you?
Yeah. No relation. Principal Vagina, no relation. And his friends in Canada who play, like, games online, basically. And they have this friend, and I can't remember his name. I thought it's Steve, but it's probably not Steve.
So you're a vagina?
Yeah, I'm a vagina. And he plays Counter-Strike, and he gets really, really mad about lag, and it's a pretty good series. If you guys haven't actually seen Pure Pwnage, I suggest going to watch it, because it's...
Pure
P-U-R-E.
Oh, Pure Pwnage.
P-W-N-A-G-E. Pwnage?
Nobody cares.
Pwnage. Go check it out. It's a really old show. It's pretty funny.
You'll find it.
Yeah,
it's out there.
It's out there on the interwebs. They have lots of good jokes that you'll recognize from there.
Well, I actually wrote... some basic stuff for that when I was in college. I'd love to make more game systems like that. I'd love to discover more of it. But what's interesting to me is the entire concept of when you can trust your clients and when you can't.
Okay.
What I find really interesting is the anti-cheat system that's used in Overwatch and presumably in things like Valve, the VI VAC and...
Valve, VAC, what is VAC?
Valve Anti-Cheat.
Okay.
I'm not really sure what that looks like, but I know that it's there and it's scary and they always threaten to ban you if you break it.
I had to look up what TLA meant the other day when he used it in a Facebook post. Three-letter acronym.
Oh, yeah, three-letter acronym. Which or is, two-letter acronym.
Yeah.
Or 13-letter acronym.
Or anything other than the word starts with a T.
Yeah, but usually three-letter acronym.
The
reason that TLA is amusing as a TLA is because it is a TLA.
Yeah, right. So, I was like, okay, but anyway, Kendrick's going to keep throwing around TLAs, and so...
TLAs are my favorite.
I'll try to translate them if I can. Hey, little house.
That's where I live. It's full of beer bottles.
Is it? Did you go over there and check?
I live there.
Well, not whiskey bottles, though.
Meh.
You gotta change that.
I throw the beer bottles on the floor for the whiskey bottles and passers-by.
Oh, okay. Fair enough. They're bigger. They're
all weightier.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, no, the concept of creating an anti-cheat system to catch cheaters, and then Blizzard's been doing quite an interesting thing with Overwatch, since we seem to be talking about Overwatch a lot. Namely that they have a very strict policy about cheaters, but apparently are capable of tracking a lot of information about users. And they had an individual, some 17-year-old girl?
Yep, a Korean girl.
Korean girl?
Because we like to differentiate between race and sex here.
I just found it amusing that it was a girl, I guess. Like, that would strike me as unusual, but...
So they're playing competitive Overwatch in the Korean competitive video game leagues, and she was accused of cheating by probably four people from the other team.
Because she was too good.
Two of which said they would quit the game if they found out that she wasn't cheating.
Good.
Do you hear that?
Yes.
Okay. I'm glad I'm not the only one hearing noises. But, so these guys are like... These people. I'm sorry. I don't know if all of them were men.
Individuals.
Humans. Were accusing this girl of cheating because she was so good. They actually had footage of her cheating, and I'm air quoting here, because they found some footage of her doing really, really cool stuff, and they're like, she's obviously cheating. Da da da.
And that was the one where Blizzard not only cleared her of it, but had her sit on stage.
She was in a room, but yeah.
In a room where they were watching her. At least.
Yeah, they had a camera over her shoulder while she played like an hour worth of Overwatch. And she has a really, really good tactics for how she plays, and it freaks people out because they don't do the same things she does. She does 360-degree scoping, which is a lot of people don't do all the time because they get motion sickness. And a lot of people in first-person shooters, and I actually have a friend, Ryan Miller. Shout out, Ryan.
Hi, Ryan.
Has the same problem in a lot of first-person shooters is like, if...
Dancing ice cream cone.
Oh, at a pierogi shop, even better.
Yeah.
Motion sickness from playing first computer for too long, right? Especially when the mouse sensitivity is not like easily controllable, because you'll start moving and you're like, whoa, I can't fucking handle this, right?
Yeah.
And so a lot of people, I don't know a lot of people that do what she was doing, which is like 360-degree mouse movement all the time to kind of get a scope of like where everyone was.
360 or 180?
I think it was a little bit more than 180, because she wasn't just turning left and right. She was swinging around a lot. But I thought that was a part of the strategy of that she employed that they mentioned in the article was... She typically is swinging around trying to check where everyone's at all the time, and she just is smart enough to tell where people are at, and she knows how to play this character.
She's got map feel and all that.
Yeah, she's got all this skill. And
like, math skills, yo.
It was really cool that Blizzard was able to like debunk her
cheating. Yeah, they just out and out said, no, she's not cheating, get good.
And the two guys quit. Or the two individuals quit.
Good.
Yeah, they're fucking done. They're fucking done here.
Way to bitch out. That's butthurt.
Yeah, that is the ultimate butthurt. So,
it's
next time you're checking...
ultimate butthurt.
Of ultimate butthurtness. Is that what you're saying?
Of ultimate can't butthurt.
So, next time you are thinking about how butthurt you are, that's like the maximum level. Is
break your game disc.
I am so butthurt, I'm going to accuse someone else who's good at cheating and then quit the game when they're proven to not cheat. That's how butthurt I am about this game.
I think I'm going to pivot this conversation.
Sure. Pachow!
Why?
That's a sales term. We used it, so now you just use a sales term, so you're in sales now.
I'll rip your nipples off.
That's fine. Go ahead. I don't like them.
Fair. They're kind of a nuisance.
They are.
Yours, specifically.
Yeah, mine are what Kendrick said.
So...
Pivot.
I'm going to pivot it.
He's going to slam dunk it.
What kind of tiny peckered pissant are you where you quit a game because somebody was... better than you?
Oh.
And not cheating.
I can take this off in a different direction, but yeah, I think that's, like, shitty. Like, I think there's a group of people out there, right?
What
a group of people who think that they're good at something.
And anyone who's listening to this podcast knows where I come from, but that smells like some kind of misogynistic shitbaggery to me. Like, what? If I got owned by a 17-year-old girl, I don't think I could do anything but just sit back and be like, okay.
Cool.
Like, okay. Like,
I mean, half the time, you don't even know who you're getting owned by. You could be getting owned by anybody from any time.
Like, but I mean, like, if that's what I found out it was, rather than be like, oh my god, she's cheating, you're like, damn. You should get a scholarship.
I have a lot to learn about this game.
Or
yeah.
Something.
That, yeah, true, too. Like, this person's obviously quick. They have skills that I have
I've
taken
been
years
for
to
20
not
years.
Develop. Yeah.
And if it just, like, if I get that fucking, like, owned, which, again, Overwatch, I feel like, is a hard one to cry cheating on because you get that kill cam. Mm-hmm. And you're going to watch what someone did and be like, wow.
Okay, I'm just bad.
She did.
Whenever you said there's what kind of small pecker, blah, 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 would do that, I immediately thought of the people that burned their Warhammer armies when Warhammer changed the rules to Age of Sigmar. Because, like, I'm like, there's a certain individual in each community that will react in such a way that you want people to act, you will actively go out of your way to make sure people know that that's not the majority of the people in your community, right?
Right.
You're like,
We're not with him.
That guy's over there. Like, you want to come play?
He does not represent us.
Yeah, you want to come play games with us because that guy's over there doing his own thing. And
he's literally
burning.
He's
going to be lonely forever.
He's pissing onto his electronics right now.
Yeah, right. And like, I'm sorry, for those who didn't know what I'm talking about, I'm talking about Warhammer Fantasy, the miniatures game. And they did a rule change in the last year that some people reacted so harshly to that they burnt their $1,000 worth of models that have been
miniature models,
plastic
miniature models.
Yeah, and I'll try to find the video of the guy that did it so we can put it in the thing. But
burned them.
He set them on fire and recorded the whole thing just because he was so mad about the rule set that they're now changing,
which
to
again
make more competitive in
first
the league.
Of all,
it's
yeah,
fucking Christ, dude.
First of all, they've been known to change rules back. Second of all, you can always play old rules.
Yep. There's
third
nothing
all,
stopping you from saying, I just don't want to play this. These rules are the ones I'm going to play with. And, yeah, third of all, go ahead. Because I have a fourth of all. If you don't have a fourth of all, go ahead.
Dude, sell it on eBay.
Yeah, and, like, fourth of all, people actively did what they did with 3.5. 3.5 was an edition of D&D people liked. They went to fourth, people hated it. So Pathfinder came out. Paizo took the rules for 3.5, made them a little different, and then were like, hey, look, everybody can use this. Because people like the 3.5 edition. So that stuff happened. Two other companies, Kings of War and Ninth Age, came out, which were exact copies of Fantasy using the same models and same, like, rule systems, similar rule systems for rank and file miniatures. And these people are, like, environmental activists of the miniature gaming world. And you're like, what are you, like, you don't even understand what you're talking about. Like, you're just a piece of shit. People see you and they know you're a piece of shit because they just look in your eyes and they know you burnt $1,000 worth of models. And I'm done.
$1,000? Like, hawk it on eBay, bro. Get 500 back or something.
You can't,
like,
sell it now because the game sucks. They're worthless. That was kind of the mentality.
Sell anything to anyone. Like,
yeah, you can. You can easily. So I, coming from that community, I know that you could easily trade that stuff away. There's someone who wants to play Warhammer Fantasy, and there's someone who doesn't want to play the game that they own. Trade that shit away.
Shit, I'll buy it now.
That's what I did.
For $400, for $1,000, yeah, and then I'll wait for the value to go up, and then turn around and sell it for $600. Like, shit.
And the models do change there, so you can lose a little bit of money when the models shift. But there's a lot of other systems that use. Well, yeah, okay. So suffice it to say, there were individuals in every community that make everybody look bad. We've already covered this probably
the
in
neck
another
beards.
Podcast. The neckbeard. Oh, perfect. They are the neckbeards.
The neckbeard.
Let's talk about neckbeards for a second.
How are we doing?
Oh, I don't know.
We're doing good.
Sure? We can
yeah.
stop.
Well,
maybe we should talk about neckbeards another time.
We might as well continue with our intro to neckbeards.
You think so? Do you want to, like, stop and start recording another one?
We don't have time for that.
Oh. How far away are we from your house?
Maybe 10 minutes.
Okay.
Tops.
So we'll do a quick thing on neckbeards then.
That's a curb.
It's not a curb if you didn't hit it, if you didn't get caught.
I touched it.
It's not, you didn't break a law if you didn't get caught. That's a whole nother episode. So I please explain neckbeards because I still have trouble defining what they are.
That's a tough one. It's like pornography. I know when I see it.
Yeah. So if you guys have ever seen the video of the guy flipping the table at Magic, he's acting like a neckbeard, like someone who's just... Just the worst. Just.
I guess I would say neckbeard is a
Magic
euphemism.
Yeah, okay.
And it has nothing to do with your facial hair. Let's just say this right now. Like,
yeah.
These guys, neckbeard, there's like a caricature floating around out there of a guy who has a beard under, only under his chin, but isn't currently putting up a barn, and ergo he's a neck beard. Shout out to all my homies, to all my Amish homies, yo, favorite sub minority ethnicity, religious, pretty whatever. Cool. They're pretty rad.
Yeah,
gonna, they ain't giving me no strife. I ain't giving them.
A very practical cool. people.
Yeah. La Alameda restaurant coming soon. Nothing like moving into an old Taco Bell for that air of authenticity.
Maybe we should take neckbeards to another.
No. I think we might have to continue. But I think the concept of neckbeards is any of a group of vocal minority that are disempowered to do anything about the community they're in, but feel that it's their responsibility to make loudly assertions about the community itself or any changes thereof.
And so,
known for being prejudiced,
yeah,
for misogynistic, me they fall in
very similar groups as gatekeepers,
exclusive,
very similar, gatekeepers. Very similar groups as the people who
would, oh, it's all overlap. It's
the people
overlap,
who would
right?
start dog farts conversations to
often,
like,
sure,
yeah, like the people in these groups that we've talked about before. This is a culmination of sits off.
I would say that neckbeards encompasses it, oftentimes your dog squeezers and your
dog squeezers,
gatekeepers are neckbeards.
Yeah, especially in the sit sock
basement
sense of those
dwellers.
Terms. Yeah. Oh, that's an interesting one. Okay. I think I agree with it. But they're basically people that you see and they're part of your community, but you wish that they weren't. You know,
I wish
know,
that I person wasn't in my community.
Yeah, that person should probably pull forward and, like, you know,
not
do that thing.
Keep blocking everyone in the intersection.
Yeah. Oh, it's okay. She's old. She has privilege.
That's not what.
Nope.
That
nope.
Means
she's over 30 years old. She's
that's
lived long enough to earn
not
things.
What that means.
That's a whole nother sit-song conversation.
It's a whole cavalcade of bullshit.
All right, everyone, neckbeards. Right. That was our short.
That's our intro to neckbeards. We'll have a better formulated one next time. So I think we'll call it as we're sitting here. This is Kendrick.
This is Kyle.
And this is Sit-Sock. Hit the save button, not the